Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A mentor with the Ocean County Chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas. All who open their small business have aspirations of success. For some, it's huge aspirations. For others, it's just the ability to create a business that will help them gain independence, provide a stable income, and spend more time with the family. What factors going forward will determine their success? There's a lot that goes into business growth. It's a combination of internal and external factors. Of the external factors, one of the most important ones is the influence of the people around you. Your team, mentors, and alliances all make a significant impact on the growth of your business. Oliver Napoleon Hill, an American self-help author, best known for his book Think and Grow Rich, dedicated an entire chapter in his legendary book to discuss the influence of the people around you. He calls it the mastermind principle. Here's what he says about the mastermind principle. Two or more people actively engaged in the pursuit of a definite purpose with a positive mental attitude constitute an unbeatable force. Hill is one of the many entrepreneurs who credits the people around him for their success. But how do you know who and who isn't going to help you take your business to the next level? What I hope to do on this edition of Score Business Points is to help you identify the ideal business people that will help you achieve growth. More specifically, I want to pass along the toxic business personality traits that could lead to the opposite of business success. When you encounter someone with one or more of these toxic traits, know that they aren't the people who will help you make those monumental business decisions. I will also share some of the ideal characteristics that could potentially identify someone as being the perfect business partner. Keep these traits in mind. They will help you identify the people who will hinder your growth and those who will help you reach the top of the hill. Why is it important to find people with the right personality traits for business? If you want to run up your sales numbers, then this show isn't for you. You don't need to worry about being surrounded by people with the right characteristics. But if you're focused on growth in the form of expanding your impact by increasing your sales, then this is the right show. Moreover, if your first priority is growing your business by making a greater impact, then surrounding yourself with the right people is of the utmost importance. Having the right people around you comes down to greater manpower in being able to make an impact. The more qualified people that are in on the vision, the better. Think about this. If one person screams at the top of their lungs, people will turn their heads for a moment. But if a crowd of people all scream together at the top of their lungs, the floor will shake and people will need to stop and listen. Therefore, you need to find the people who will help you make the ground shake. The way to start finding those people is to have a solid look at their broader personality. How do you start to identify whether or not someone has the correct or incorrect personality traits for business? The answer is to simply get a broader perspective on their personality by observing how they act. Ask them questions. Let them ask questions. Get to know them on a personal and professional level. You should start by looking at their personalities in these three broad categories. Interpersonal skills, in other words, their people skills, intrapersonal skills, and what others have to say about them. First, have a look at their interpersonal skills by seeing how they interact with others. Consider what they say, how they say it, and how much interaction they have. Second, unlike interpersonal skills, it's challenging to get an idea of how solid someone is with their intrapersonal skills, but you can get a better idea by looking at their body language and how they talk about themselves. Are they visibly nervous? Or do they spend the entire time talking about themselves? You'll need to get a little deeper for this one. Lastly, there is no shame in doing some digging on a person. the personality that they show you in person could be totally different than the one they portray online or to others. Gain some additional perspective by seeing them through another lens. Once you've gained a broader perspective on someone's personality, you can begin to identify whether or not they hold any of the toxic business characteristics. Want to take your business or sales to the next level? Do you have a vision that you want to turn into reality? If so, then avoid engaging with people who have the toxic business personality traits I'm about to list. Regardless of how immune you think you are from other people's personalities, their negative characteristics can surely affect you. If you encounter someone with one or more of these characteristics, use it as a lesson, and then run for the hills. Number one, they start with no. How many times have you come up with an inspired business idea, made the choice to tell someone about it, and then they immediately hit you with the line, "That will never work," or a flat-out no? Every great business leader who ever lived knows the exact scenario well. Why? Because all successful business owners think big. And unfortunately, much of the time the people around them are too small-minded to even consider the possibilities of what could be. The truth is, when someone hits you with a no right off the bat, what they are saying really is that the no is for them. They do not believe that they themselves are capable of turning your vision into reality, and they project that onto you. Moreover, when someone starts with a no, they are saying that they don't believe in themselves enough. It has little or nothing to do with you. Instead, surround yourself with people who start with, "How can we make this happen?" or "Tell me more about your business plan." The people who start with no lack confidence in themselves. No business idea, no matter how genius, can survive unless the people behind it have confidence. Therefore, if you have a team or team leader who lacks confidence, the business foundation will eventually crumble. People who start with yes think big like you do. No matter how unconventional the idea, they will want to listen because they are focused on disruptive impact. Seek out those who start with yes. Number two, they're focused on short-term rather than long-term goals. All effective leaders understand that business is about the why. The why is also known as the purpose or vision of the impact that the business will make. While business is about vision, it is not about monetary transactions. Money is a result of doing business. It is not what business is all about. If you ever run into someone whose eyes are locked on money, odds are they're thinking about the short term rather than the long term. And no successful business that is focused on the short term ever survives the long term. Why? Because the why or vision of the business often takes a considerable amount of time to unfold. Not only that, but it takes even longer for prospects to buy into the vision. In other words, disruptive vision takes time. Anyone can go out and make a quick buck, but not everyone has the patience to allow their vision to unfold. Find the people who are focused on the long term, the kind who are dedicated to putting in the work in order for the vision to unfold in the future. These are the kinds of people who will help you reach long-term success. So if you encounter someone who is focused on the short term, run in the opposite direction. And number three, their actions don't match their words. How many times have you seen someone in business or life say one thing and then immediately do the opposite? For example, they say they value transparency, then immediately go and be untransparent with their team members. A better way of putting this is that they are not accountable for their words. Having accountability is perhaps the most important trait a business person can have. Lack of accountability eventually manifests into a company that folds in on itself. All business leaders lead by example. The team members reflect the leader. If the business owner isn't accountable for themselves, their team won't be either. Before the business owner knows it, the sales team will say they're making their cold calls. But in reality, they only called one person and then browsed LinkedIn for the rest of the day. Moreover, if a business owner isn't accountable for his own words, their team won't be either. Then one day, their business will crash and they will have no idea why. You want people who say something and then act on it. Regardless of how radical their new product idea is or how massive an impact they want to make, they take action to accomplish it. Talk is cheap. Seek out people who say something and then hold themselves accountable to what they say. What I'm saying is, seek out the people who put their money where their mouth is. Number four, they talk more than they listen. In the journey of entrepreneurship, nobody has ever had all the answers. As genius as Bill Gates and Steve Jobs may have seemed, they don't know everything. But part of what enabled them to be successful and come across as geniuses is that they listen more than they speak. Some people call it the sponge effect. It's the idea that successful people soak in all of the information around them and then use it to create the next great startup. While other people are talking, they are listening. Listening enables them to identify legitimate problems and come up with viable solutions for them. With that said, avoid the kind of people who talk more than they listen. If someone talks more than they listen, they probably don't understand the problem they are trying to solve as well as they think they do. They may have the best communication skills in the world and can talk better than anyone else, but they are nothing if they don't know how to listen. If you're in sales, be particularly wary of people who talk more than they listen. The worst thing to happen is for a salesperson to try to sell the wrong vision to the wrong prospect because they did not listen to the needs of the individual in the first place. Identify the sponges in the world. They are the kind of people who will truly understand what the market needs and will help power business growth. And number five, they think they know how to do everything. This next personality trait is an extension of the people who talk more than they listen. Nobody liked a know-it-all in school, and nobody likes a know-it-all in the business world. The best people in business value the people around them and the input that they give. Why? Because they know that they themselves don't know everything. True business success is the culmination of effort from dozens, if not hundreds or thousands, of individuals. Here's a newsflash. If you think you know it all, you don't. And that is okay because no business leader has ever had all the answers. This mystery is part of what makes entrepreneurship so exciting. If you encounter a know-it-all, just simply run. One person's knowledge and skill can go only so far. Anyone who thinks they can do it all on their own will cause their own downfall. Identify the individuals who know how to put together a successful team and value the inputs of their team. These are the people who will make a substantially large impact. Now that I've told you the kind of people you don't want, here are the kinds of people you should look for to be part of your business team. Sometimes it's more challenging to identify the positive business personality traits in people than it is the negative ones. Therefore, once you have qualified someone as not having the negative, dig deeper to see whether or not they have one or more of the positive traits I'm about to outline. These characteristics are those exhibited by some of the most successful large and small business owners in the world. If you want to achieve business success, surround yourself with people who exhibit these positive traits. 1. They lead by example. First off, seek people who lead change by setting a positive example. By a positive example, I mean those who have a vision and go for it with the right attitude and a solid work ethic. Very few, if anybody, ever wanted to follow someone based off what they said. However, people always want to follow someone who sets a good example. People who lead by example are infectious. Others see that they are doing well, and they resultingly do what they do. As they say, if you want to see change, be the change. When someone leads by a positive example, a few things happen, including their business team levels up to their example, and people become more convinced by their vision. Moreover, leading by example builds you a stronger team because the team reflects you. And when you live by your words, people will be more convinced that your vision is legit. Great leaders always lead by example. Albert Schweitzer said, "Example is not the main thing in influencing others. It's the only thing. If you want to create change, be the change. Find the people who have a vision and live according to it." And number two, they are balanced risk takers. Wait a minute. Just a minute. Business leaders are supposed to be the opposite of balanced, aren't they? Aren't they supposed to be so convinced that their business vision will manifest that they leave the balance in the dust? Well, the answer is yes and no. Being a balanced risk taker means to be flexible. Balanced risk takers stake their success on their vision, but they are flexible enough to adjust course when they find ways to improve. When business leaders are not married to their visions, they don't get so blinded by their visions that they can't see upcoming pitfalls. Flexibility equals balance. If the vision is coming along, but they see a cliff directly in front of their path, wouldn't you expect them to adjust course? This is what it means to be a balanced risk taker. Watch that people take risks, but don't act so risky that they don't change course when something isn't going right. The most successful people take risks, but are not afraid to adjust the course when something clearly isn't going as planned. Number three, they do the hard work themselves. Not every person who works hard is successful, but every successful person works hard. Nothing in life can replace a solid work ethic. You can have the best business plan and the most genius idea, but it will mean nothing without genuine hard work. The truth is, everyone wants to live the life of a successful business owner. But they base that off the outward success that they see. What they don't see is the years of continuous effort and the sacrifice of time for the sake of their vision, their desire to achieve above and beyond expectations. This comes from their passion, pride, and desire to become better and the motivation to do things better than everyone else. To succeed, you need to be motivated, and no one else can do that for you except yourself. Nothing will work unless you do, so said Maya Angelou. Look for the people in life who show up every single day. Their consistent effort is rare to find. Even if they have to change course countless times, they will eventually succeed because they never stop putting in the honest, hard work. And number four, they genuinely enjoy what they do. When someone loves what they do, everyone knows it. On the flip side, when someone hates what they do, everyone also knows it. Seek out the people who genuinely enjoy what they do. When people like the path they are on, they will be more willing to take risks, go the extra mile to make their vision clear, and show extreme dedication to their vision and team. People who are willing to do more than what's required from them, even things that don't fall into their line of duty, are constantly exceeding expectations and happily accept any task or project, however difficult it may be. In addition, people who are passionate about their job will not feel like they are working. Thus, they will naturally put in their best because they love what they do. They also derive happiness from the time spent with coworkers and superiors. In the end, if somebody is enthusiastic about what they do, that positive energy will rub off on all other aspects of their life, including their vision and the people involved in it. This is a particularly beneficial characteristic in sales. If someone truly believes in the vision that they are trying to sell, their prospects will pick up on it and it will be hard for them to resist. When someone can serve enthusiasm up on a plate, prospects will reciprocate that energy by making a sale. Energy is palpable in business. You will find people who truly love what they do because they will draw you in like a magnet. Number five, they are a lifelong learner. the Oxford dictionaries define learning as the acquisition of knowledge or skills through experience, study, or by being taught. Being a lifelong learner is a quality of successful people. Having the motivation and the ability to learn and grow throughout your life is an essential quality in today's fast-changing world. People learn through reading and deep reflection, but most of all, they learn through life experience. They learn by questioning things, and asking the right questions enables them to solve problems. Often, they learn from their mistakes, so lifelong learning helps them to be balanced risk-takers because it gives them the courage to keep taking risks. And number six, they focus on vision and purpose. Last but not least, seek out people who are grounded in their purpose. All of the previous personality traits converge at having a grander purpose or why. People who lead by example, take balanced risks, have a solid work ethic, and love the process are surely committed to achieving a grander purpose. And purpose equals impact. When challenges arise and problems need to be solved, these people want the chance to step up to the plate. They are looking for growth opportunities and are generally not afraid to take on something new. They aspire to be company leaders in the future. To this end, they see each new responsibility or task to make an impact as a stepping stone. Whether group projects materialize or you simply can't manage a certain initiative on your own, top talent will be quick to volunteer to assume leadership roles. Remember, they want the opportunity to make an impact. These people possess innate leadership skills and are always looking to put them into practice and develop them further. They need to know that their skills are seen and their leadership potential is supported. The people dedicated to a larger purpose are focused on creating an impact, more specifically, the kind of disruptive impact that creates generational shifting changes. Great people make great teams. To build a positive workforce, you need the right kind of team member. You can't make a substantial impact in business without having the right people around you. The kind of people that you want to have around you are those who will drive growth by believing in the vision just as much as you do. Seek out passionate employees who have contagious enthusiasm and a willingness to learn and explore. People who want to grow are more likely to accept new challenges with a good attitude. When the whole office shares this mindset, production skyrockets. The way to find those people is to have a solid look at their personalities and determine whether or not they have the right traits. A company's well-being flows from a positive culture based on a shared positive attitude. As you look for employees with team spirit, you'll notice that work gets done faster, relationships grow, and great morale can be found in every corner of the office. Don't let bad personality types drag everyone down. Build a team of positive people to watch your company flourish. With the right team, you are one giant step closer to achieving business growth. If you would like more information about this show, or for that matter, any SCORE Business Points show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's a business topic you would like to hear discussed on SCORE Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or past shows, you may contact me at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for more SCORE Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They have been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA, and thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they are able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information about how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit OceanCounty.score.org. oceancounty.score.org. And if you missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at WBNJ.org. Score Business Points is a production of the Ocean County Chapter of SCORE at 91.9 WBNJ.